John Fogerty began recording hits in the late 60s with his band Creedence Clearwater Revival. Right from the start, Creedence reacted against the commercial and counterculture of the time by making music rooted in rock's earliest era. Fogerty's subsequent solo albums in the 80s and 90s have continued this distinctive sound. Rock critic Ken Tucker listened to Fogerty's new one, called Revival, to hear how his approach is aging in the new century.
Don't you wish it was true? An angel took my hand. John Fogerty may sing from the swamps and the bayous, but he derived his idealism from his San Francisco 1960s roots, where his three-minute single Instincts were a joyous anomaly, and his composed politics an enduringly satisfying accomplishment. There's a reason why movie makers go back to songs like Fortunate Son and Who'll Stop the Rain over and over to make their didactic points more nuanced and humane. As a solo artist, however, John Fogerty has maintained his skills without broadening or deepening his original inspirations. And as a result, his post-Creedence work can sometimes be dismayingly self-absorbed.
Daddy had a band playing him a little guitar. Coming up to the bandstand and say you can't go wrong if you play a little bit of that crazy song. It was late one night.
It's only John Fogerty's casual phrasing that keeps that tune, called Creedence Song, from seeming kind of sad. Borrowing riffs from his 1969 songs Green River and Keep On Chuglin', he's crafted a tune about how people enjoy hearing Creedence Clearwater oldies. Well, true enough, I like it when I come across Fortunate Son or Down on the Corner, too. But Creedence Song seems like something the band's albums never used. Filler. Another song here, Summer of Love, quotes Jimi Hendrix's guitar figures and offers a hymn to counterculture idealism in a way that Fogerty never did as baldly at the time. He seems to have come down with a case of nostalgia on this album. That is, until he starts reading the newspaper and the bile rises in his throat on a song such as this one.
George is in the jungle, knocking on the door. Come to get your children, wants to have a war. Come on. Lord, you better run. Be a long, dark night before this thing is done. Brown is in the outhouse, Katrina on the line. Gulf is a disaster, but Georgia's having fun. Come on. Lord, you better run. Be a long, dark night before this thing is done.
One thing that consistently gets Fogerty's dander up is government policy. In 2004, the title track of his solo album, Deja Vu All Over Again, excoriated the Iraq War as the repetition of a Vietnam quagmire. On the song I just played, Long Dark Night, Fogerty is ridiculing the president, referring to him as Georgie, and ticking off government problems ranging from Iraq to Hurricane Katrina. The structure of this album is interesting. Fogerty front-loads the record with lots of sunny, optimistic music. But as it proceeds, the mood grows darker and more intense, until he explodes here on the album's 10th track called I Can't Take It No More.
You know you lied about the detainees. I love it.
On that song, Fogerty works with a band that includes longtime Tom Petty keyboardist Ben Montench and John Mellencamp drummer Kenny Aronoff. It's blunt, it's simple, it does without any of the niceties of melody sung in a strangled yelp. Even putting aside the content of what he's yelling, these are pretty interesting musical choices. And he follows I Can't Take It No More with Somebody Help Me, the album's best song, a chunk of melancholy blues that finds him pleading with a woman who could be a stand-in for the mass audience he's continuing to court.
I've been all around the world, searching for my baby.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, as it was led by Fogerty, was one of the best American rock and roll bands ever. If I conclude by saying I think this Fogerty album is ultimately a fascinating failure, well, it's not a completely negative summation. There aren't many acts 40 years on that make music as prickly as this. Plus, the guy can still come up with some really catchy hooks.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.